Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time to check in with the coach, Dan Campbell. Dan, good morning.
Good morning.
We got a lot to talk about, right? Big game against the Vikings. We also want to ask you about Jameson Williams. As much as you can fill us in, we understand reports from ESPN suspended two games for a performance-enhancing substance. So let's just get that out of the way first. What can you share?
Yeah, I can't really say anything about it until the league gives judgment and it comes out on their end. I'm not supposed to really comment on it. All I can tell you is we're prepared to not have him, and we'll be fine. That's why we got Leaf and Saint and LaPorta and TP and Allen Robinson, you know, among other things, with Dave Montgomery, Gibbs. So we'll be fine. We'll move on. When this thing comes down, if it does, when it comes down, we'll be fine.
Talking about the game on Sunday and just about Jared Goff's performance, I'm curious, 3 weeks into the season and four interceptions, and then all of a sudden it's like there was a switch that was flipped. What's been the difference for Jared Goff over the past 3 weeks, insert the bye week, 4 weeks, that wasn't there in the first three?
Yeah, look, I think everything goes back to what we talked about early in the year. And he played good ball, and then there would be, you know, there'd be an interception in there or something. And you know, I think he was trying to force a couple of things. And so, you know, you get a few of those, then he goes into Arizona and I feel like really calms back down and takes what's there, you know, really just tried to focus on that. And I know there was an interception in there, but man, it was just so much more of a reserved, clean game. And I felt like that was his reset game. You know, that got him back. He went the other way. And then he really felt like he was going to come out of that and find that perfect balance. And he's done that and then some. So it's a credit to him. It's a credit to Ben Johnson, Mark Brunell. You know, but the guy is just, I mean, he's playing lights out right now. And it really doesn't surprise me. When you see the way the guy works and he just doesn't get frazzled, we're able to put a lot on him. Particularly, if you can't handle a lot going into Minnesota with that defense, you're going to struggle against them.
Yeah, and they had 2 weeks to prepare for that game. They're undefeated. You go into their place and all three phases. I mean, that game, where does that rank for you in terms of wins since you've been here in Detroit? That had to be one of the more satisfying ones, I imagine.
It was good, man. I haven't sat down and ranked all the wins right now, but that was up there. You know, anytime you can go on the road in the division, hostile environment, I mean, that atmosphere was awesome. You know, it was bearing down on you, and you know, in the ebbs and flows of the game, and man, you have to get the momentum back twice, once in the first half, once in the second, and our guys just didn't, man, they didn't blink. And so it makes it, you hate it during the game, right? You're everything that's going on, but it makes it that much sweeter when you're able to win the game.
You mentioned a couple of those moments. You're down 10-0 early in the game. You're down at the very end of the game, 28-29. What is it about this team? Because we always talk about culture. We talk about character. What was the feeling on the sidelines in each of those moments that gave you belief that this wasn't a big deal, that the team could take this on?
Because you could just see it. You could feel it. You can see it as usual. These guys don't – that stuff doesn't bother them. Like, they just go right back to work, you know. And, all right, something bad happened. Dave Montgomery, he had an unfortunate fumble. It goes back, and defense comes out and gets the two-point stop. And then offensively, we're like, all right, let's go back out. Let's find a rhythm. Well, we don't, right? And we end with a sack, a three-and-out, a sack. But the defense comes up for us, and big time. big time at the end of the game, and the offense takes the field, and it's like, this is it, man. This is the last possession you got to win this game. And it's just the way we're made, man. And this has been – this wasn't just formed, over a year. I mean, that's what I'm saying. The foundation of this team, the core of this team, this has been here a long time now. We're going on year four, and we've only stacked on top of that foundation. And so whatever's on there is, man, it's on solid ground. So we can handle anything. I really believe that. We can handle it. Our guys don't miss a beat, and they really are, man. The mindset is, you know, it doesn't matter what the adversity is. It doesn't matter if it's injury. It doesn't matter if where the score's at. It doesn't matter if there's suspensions. We overcome whatever it is.
And you guys have made that statement a bunch. It was a early play, part of that 10-0 deficit. It ends up not being a big deal. The fake punt. I'm not going to do the reckless thing. I don't think it was reckless. But could you explain to people maybe what went into that decision? Because it looked like Minnesota was ready for that one. Was it something that should have been killed at the line of scrimmage?
No. We had the look. We'll be better with it. But no, we had what we want. And as you guys know, if we have the look and we have the numbers and it's just about the execution, then it's on. If it's on, it's on. If it's off, it's off. And I don't care if we're playing somebody that's 5-0 or 0-5. We're doing it. And we'll clean that up. There's a couple little things we can do better. And we'll be all right. Second guess that call. It didn't work, and you hate it, and it looks awful. I agree with you. It didn't look good. It did not look good. But we can work with that, and we can get it better, and we can grease it up, so we'll be all right.
The biggest story over the past week has obviously been, how are you guys going to respond? How will the defense respond without Aiden Hutchinson? And yesterday we heard you talk about it a little bit. What's the sense of urgency to add to the defense with just 2 weeks left before the trade deadline?
Yeah, I mean, look, Brad's been grinding on this. This is not, you know, ever since last week, he's been going and looking at really everything that could potentially be available, and so much of it is the making the calls. First of all, who do you like on tape? Who's worth something, you know? And it's not just because somebody says they're a good player. You got to put your own eyes on it and do the homework. And then, you know, where are they at? How much football do they have left? What salary are we taking on? How does that affect us next year, signing our own guys? How much, you know, value are you going to have to give up? So all of that stuff plays into it. But believe us, we're looking, and, Brad's on it, and we'll find somebody that fits us and brings something. Like I say, a complimentary piece that helps that D-line.
I don't think there's a general manager and coach that seem to be on the same page as much as you guys. And I'm curious, when you got to put your own eyes on it, how much of it is for you as head coach when Brad brings you some options? Do you actually, one, have the time, but how much do you have input into it? I see this guy, and yes, this is something that we think we should do.
Well, when it gets serious, he's, hey, check this out, and I do. And because he wants to know that I agree with it. You know, if there's somebody he likes and it's worth it, then that's when I know it's serious. And I check it out, and, man, if I like it, we're all good. You know, if it's something I don't like, well, he's not going to force it on me. I mean, that's not how we work. And that's how we've been good now going on 4 years. So, but I also know if it's something like that, I don't know that he's ever been wrong. So, I think he and I see pretty much eye to eye. We have for a long time here now. I trust the hell out of him. And so we'll find the right guy that fits us whenever that time is right.
I guess it begs the question, has he asked you to do any intel on anybody? Has it gotten serious even behind the scenes?
Yeah, he's asked me to check something out, a couple of things.
Okay.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with ShopPay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jake Bates.
Yeah, I wanted to ask about him too, right?
All right, yeah, I'll jump in line.
Go ahead.
Because obviously it's the first game winner, and I know that there's always kind of there's some angst whenever you're lining up for a game winner, no matter how reliable or how experienced a kicker may be. But I'd like to, I wish I could get in your head, in your heart, as to what you were feeling when he takes the field for the first time to kick a game winner in a division game and with how much was on the line.
Well, you know, look, I trusted him, and I felt like once we got down there after, after Goff made that big-time throw to Saint, really got us, that was the perfect range. That's right where we wanted to be, and I felt really good with Bates there, seen it numerous times, but it was a little bit like, man, Phipp and I were talking about this, and he brought it up, and it really didn't even dawn on me until he said it, but I felt really good, but Phipp was talking about when we had our foaling competition in the summer that we always do. You know, we throw at the bowling pins, mm-hmm. the football, the whole deal, and he gets into the finals, and, I mean, he made like three big-time throws in front of the whole team, pressure on the line. It's not like what it was at Minnesota, but yet, man, that's you're in front of your peers. There's a lot going on. And, boy, he nailed it. And that's what it felt like out there. You know, the guy stepped up. It was his time. He put it right down the middle. And, it was good to see, man. We needed that.
Who won the foaling tournament?
I don't remember who did win it. I don't know.
it's not a huge deal.
Here's what I do know. Yeah. I didn't.
Okay. That's all, yeah. Understandable. I also wanted to get in a question about Brian Branch. It feels like he's collecting game balls. I was watching that two-point conversion again the other day. Can you describe where he is at that position, the safety position? Maybe compare him to some other guys you've seen do it, because he feels like he's on another level.
Yeah, he's something else. I mean, what's crazy is the fact that he has so much room to grow. He has so much room to improve, but you see the production he has at the safety position. I mean, this guy, he's special. He's special. And I think when it's all said and done, he's going to be one of these guys that you look back on and say, man, this guy's he's a game changer. You know, he makes things happen back there. The ball finds him, or he finds the ball. He's got a knack for the position. He's nasty. He's tough. He's instinctive. He brings everything you're looking for. He can cover. The guy can freaking cover one-on-one receivers, good receivers in the sling. He can. There's not anything he can't do.
Now it's time to refocus. An extreme high, an emotional win, you know, last second win. Now you're going up against a team that hasn't had as much success as you. How do you get the guys to be grounded and focus on Tennessee to come out with a win at home?
Well, look, you got to acknowledge it. That's the first thing. Let's get the elephant out of the room. You know, you can say what you want. You see, if all you're looking at is the record of this team we're getting ready to play, you're wrong. You got to go back and look. This is a fast starting team. They got a physical O-line, D-line. They got damn good coaching. Big Callahan's over there with that O-line, so they'll have a number of things greased up for us. And then this defense could potentially be, you know, the best defense we've faced up to date. And I know we just faced a good one, but the, you talk about physical now. This Simmons, he's going to bring it, among others. So we got a challenge this week, and we just got to go play our game. We got to prepare like we have. We got to be ready to bring it. We're back home. We've been on the road 2 weeks, so we should feel the juice there and put our best foot forward.
Lions head coach Dan Campbell. Dan, thanks for your time.
All right, appreciate it.
It's 97.1.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.